This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa! Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to Beat Mix? I know Dave from Lake Stevens is. Dave, are you there?
I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Let's go.
For those playing at home, Dave has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Which gas is used to fill balloons?
Hot air.
No.
Helium.
Yes. What is the most beneficial mineral in spinach?
Calcium?
No.
Potassium.
No.
Pass.
How many years did the Mariners go without making the playoffs?
20.
No.
10.
No.
15.
No. Typically found in Australia, which animal has the most similar fingerprints to humans?
Koala.
Yes. Caleb, Jared, Nathan, and Matthew Followill are members in what band?
Pass.
Which Disney princess has a raccoon as a sidekick? Michael John Douglas is better known as what Beetlejuice actor?
Michael Keaton.
Yes. A lunar eclipse occurs when the Earth is between the moon and what else?
The sun.
Yes. Carrots have an excellent source of which vitamin?
Carotene?
No. Dave, you got four correct.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Oh, you know what, Dave? Be positive. You never know what can happen. This world is crazy.
That sucks. I mean, you know, I think Steve might beat you, to be honest.
Oh,
but
wow.
You never
Thanks
know.
Thanks for the vote of confidence, Sarah.
You're welcome. Sometimes I got your back, Steve. Are you ready?
Yes.
Which gas is used to fill balloons?
Helium.
Correct. What is the most beneficial mineral in spinach?
DJ, our new dog, bit one of our helium balloons. We were kind of hoping that she would bark with a high pitch, but it didn't happen. Sorry, what was the question?
What is the most beneficial mineral in spinach?
Fiber.
No.
Green.
No.
Gold.
No. How many years did the Mariners go without making the playoffs?
A lot.
Yeah.
18 years?
No.
19?
No.
17.
Ooh, no. Typically found in Australia, which animal has the most similar fingerprints to humans?
Kangaroos?
No.
Koalas?
Correct. Caleb, Jared, Nathan, and Matthew Followill are members in what band?
Caleb, Jared, Matthew, I don't know, Hanson?
No.
One Direction?
No.
What's that, BTS?
No. Which Disney princess has a raccoon as a sidekick?
Pocahontas?
Yes. Michael John Douglas is better known as what Beetlejuice actor?
Michael Keaton.
Correct. A lunar eclipse occurs when the Earth is between the moon and what else?
The sun.
Yes. Carrot... It doesn't matter.
Well, you said
carrots have an excellent source of which vitamin?
Oh, is that vitamin A?
Yes. Wow. It wouldn't have mattered anyway, but you got 6 correct, which is a win, 6-4.
6-4, baby.
Sorry, Dave.
Thanks for letting me play.
You're welcome.
Aww, positive attitude.
Did he sound positive?
No, he sounded very sad.
It sounded like he was down in the dumps.
All of the losers recently have just been like, it's the worst thing ever when they lose to Steve.
Can we like not call them losers? Can we call them competitors?
Oh, nah.
Losers.
Failures.
Failures.
Thanks for failing at Beat Migs.
I feel like they all have such confidence. Because no one beats you, so they're like, I can call in and beat him, and then they don't.
I feel like the LA Lakers have beat Migs right now.
I've never beat Migs. I still have hope.
I could win without LeBron.
Okay, what is the most beneficial mineral in spinach? Does anyone know?
See?
Look, you know the answer. So
mineral, not no. I know you said vitamins for carrots. I don't know. What is it?
Iron.
Oh, I had some in my smoothie this morning.
Well, you got that iron going.
Yeah, do I look like I'm iron rich?
Yes, you do. How many years did the Mariners go without making the playoffs?
16?
No. You're legally able to drink at this age.
21?
21 years.
No.
It was 21. Oh, wow. Well, this year, we know that they're going to win it all.
It's our year, guys.
I mean, you know, honestly, I've read a couple people, like some baseball writers that are saying, I hate to say it, but I kind of feel like this could be a good year for the Mariners.
They're giving us all hope.
I know.
Everybody's scared to give them a nod because when not even just locally, but like the national sports media, they're just like, I don't know how else to say it, but it's just like a lot of, I think they're going to be good, but who knows until the season starts, which is tomorrow.
Woo! Oh, it's very exciting.
And then Caleb, Jared, Nathan, and Matthew Falwell. Does anyone know the members of which band? Mm-mm. Kings of Leon.
Kings of Leon. God, I almost said that, but then I thought, no.
You should have said it.
I was
trying to think of bands that have brothers in it, and that I should just guess those guys.
Like, but you still won.
Bands with brothers. Them, Chevelle.
Oasis.
Yeah.
AC/DC.
There you go. Yeah.
Anybody else?
No.
That's all. The end.
Well, congratulations on beating Dave, Steve.
Thank you.
Yesterday, a listener put us on the spot to ask our significant others an uncomfortable question. We needed to ask our partners that if you are a plastic surgeon, what would you fix on us? We did it, and you'll find out how they reacted after Radiohead.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, we read a fantastic direct message, DM, as the kids call it, from a rockaholic named Jessica that wanted us to ask the same uncomfortable question that she and her husband were asked at a party recently to our partners.
Yeah.
That question was, if you are a plastic surgeon, what would you fix on us?
And so we all went home and did this.
Yes.
And I'm very excited to hear what your significant other said. So I figured that we should start with you, Taryn. Well, before we get to it, does anyone think they know what Brad would answer?
Ooh. I thought it was going to be boobs.
So spoiler alert. It's
spoiler
not
alert.
Boobs.
It's not boobs.
He's fine with your boobs.
Apparently, that makes one of us.
Well, it's only the one that matters.
Sarah's looking at my face like, hey, I have a crooked nose, just so you know. Look at that deviated septum.
I like how you're trying to lead us towards the nose thing. Like,
it's a deviated septum, guys.
I would think maybe he's going to say your knees because you think you have fat knees.
That's where I want the liposuction.
Can plastic surgeons fix fat knees?
Who knows?
Yeah, they could probably suck some things out.
Well, let's find out what Brad had to say when you asked him this question.
Okay, honey, I have an uncomfortable question I need to ask you. Hypothetically, if there was an opportunity for me to have plastic surgery, what on my body would you want to fix?
Your knee.
What?
The knees?
Have it done right. I have the scar, you know.
So I can have
like
a normal...
Like it was done professionally, not at clown college.
Excuse me?
My knee looks like it was done at clown college?
Okay, I like how you got offended then.
You guys, here's the funny thing. I don't even know if it's appropriate to show a picture, but my knee scar is pretty gnarly, and so I understand why he would want that for me, but I can make my knee scar look like lady bits.
You showed me.
I did. I'll show you and Danny, but I don't think, I think if we put a picture up, it would get flagged.
I think I can speak on behalf of Danny. Neither one of us asked to see this. So, you know, we'll just take your word for this. That's, you know, I can make my belly button look like a butt. My daughter thinks that's hilarious. I'm not going to show you right now, now, am I? No. Speaking of my daughter got involved in it when I asked my wife the question.
She wants to fix you?
Well, I mean, she was sitting there with us. We were enjoying some fine Chipotle. You know, it's Tuesday nights. Mm-hmm. We just went to ballet, and that's what we do. Our tradition then is to go get some Chipotle, bring it home, and we eat it, or as Tatum calls it, Chipotle. So I decided to ask my question to my wife, Sydney, during dinner. Any guesses on what you think she's going to say?
I'm going to go with Botox.
Botox?
Yeah.
Does that count as plastic surgery?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't go to plastic surgeons.
I don't think there's any plastic Botox involved.
Oh, well.
Sarah?
I don't know. I feel like we're all just like slowly insulting each other.
We are. I know.
Wow.
Well, you're not insulting me. You're just you're speaking on behalf of my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe your nose?
Oh. You're not wrong.
Well,
I'm not saying that she answered that, but I agree.
We learned yesterday that you have a very large bridge on your feet have a tall bridge.
It's a bulging bridge.
A bulging bridge, yes. So maybe it's your feet. I don't know.
Well, let's see what my wife had to say.
What's your dad?
All right, the big question for today is, if you were a plastic surgeon, what would you fix on me?
I'm not answering that. I do love how Tatum's just involved in it. She's like, I'm ready, Dad. Let's answer the question.
Yeah. Why not?
I don't know. I feel like it could be rude.
What would you say? I won't be upset. I don't care. What was the first thing that pops to your mind?
I don't know. I think you're proportionate.
What do you think?
What does that even mean?
Like proportionate? Everywhere?
Hi, I'm Steve, and I'm very proportionate.
What do you think, Tatum?
I don't know.
Would you fix anything on your daddy?
I love him.
Oh, my gosh, I love you. That's the right answer.
Yes. That's the right answer.
You're not going to get any new hair?
No, I don't like your hair.
Oh, my God.
So there you
I feel
go,
like
guys.
You got out of this. You're perfectly right? Proportionate.
I'm proportionate, whatever the hell that
you got
means.
Got great knees, but apparently.
My daughter loves me. That almost brought me to tears. I was like, that was a great answer. Thanks, Tatum.
I love you just the way you are.
Yeah, Dad. You're just fine. Now go buy me some Paw Patrol toys. All right. Up next is Danny.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Do you think he's going to... are we going with the love handles? No disrespect. You brought it up.
Thanks, Steve. Yeah.
You're the one who said it.
No, I did.
Okay.
I love
it. I'm just going to take your word for it.
All right, Taryn's pulling your wife right now. She doesn't want to say. Danny, you're very proportionate.
He's so proportionate.
Thank you.
All right, so we're checking in now with Linda, yep. Who is Danny's girlfriend.
Babe, I have a question for you.
Oh, God.
Are you ready?
As I'll ever be.
If you were a plastic surgeon.
She sounds so annoyed with you.
She always is.
Okay, good. Yeah.
If you were a plastic surgeon, what would be something that you would change on me?
I mean, maybe your nose. It kind of like hooks at the bottom, you know? No, not in a bad way. It's not like I would go out and do it electively. But if you agreed, then, you know, just like a little bit on the nose, maybe, I think.
Great. Now I get to be self-conscious about my nose. Anything else?
No, but you can't be self-conscious about it because you asked. So,
Told you she's always annoyed.
Wait, can you turn to the side and let me see your side profile? It's a pretty normal nose.
That's Dr. Hook over
there.
Yeah,
Dr. Hook. I bet people go in for nose jobs saying, can you give me the Danny?
Yeah.
That's a great nose you have, Danny.
Thank you.
All right, now I've saved the best for last.
Oh, God.
Sarah and your husband, George.
Yes.
You asked them the question. Let's find out the answer.
Hey, babe.
Yes.
I have another question for you.
Okay.
If you were a plastic surgeon... what would you fix on me?
Fix? Nothing. You're perfect.
Okay.
You're proportionate.
Fix anything?
No. I mean, you want some bigger boobs?
What kind of answer is that?
I mean, you want some bigger boobs?
I mean, I do, of course. Okay, what if you couldn't say boobs?
I can't say boobs. Some... Oh.
So I think he misunderstood the question. So he gave a different term for boobs right there.
Yes. Which he loves that word.
Rhymes with bits.
Oh, no. Oh. I can't say that. I don't know about your mouth.
You fixed my mouth?
Yeah. Do you want it fixed or is that rude?
I mean, it's not nice. Do you want my mouth fixed?
No, I don't care.
Do you think it's cute?
It's so cute, dude.
Oh, are
you? Look at you right now.
Are you just. Stop. Are you just saying that now?
No.
Get it right.
He literally starts imitating my mouth. He's like, it's hella cute.
I think your mouth is hella cute.
Boobs?
He says boobs with such enthusiasm.
What? I mean, you want some bigger boobs?
It's like he's never seen boobs before or something.
He became 13 again.
I know.
He sounds like every boob man everywhere.
Oh, gosh.
Well, we have all been boneheads, but one guy did something so boneheaded that it cost him money and nearly his marriage. We're going to tell you what happened at 7:20.
Yes, the Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Rockaholics, when did you narrowly escape something epic? 206-803-ROCK. We're bringing this up because of what happened yesterday in Baltimore. Obviously, we've seen the footage of the bridge collapsing, which is so hard to even wrap your head around.
I must have watched that video on loop for the entire day at some point. Like my wife brought up, like, let's watch this one. Then someone, you know, sped it up because it's really slow to watch at first. And then just seeing it from different perspectives and just, you know, but then you have to get off social media because spend a couple minutes on social media, man, everyone's got their own theories. And it's just like, oh my gosh, my brain just cannot handle some of the more insane things that people are saying.
Well, the big takeaway here, though, is that things could have been a lot worse had it been in rush hour. Things could have been a lot worse had they not received the Mayday call.
Yeah, so what it all went down at East Coast time. It was like 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
So I think about driving to work every day. That's not 1:30, but it's still early, early in the morning. It's 4 a.m., 3:30-ish, actually-ish, I think so. And it's like there's thankfully nobody on the road during those times. Mm-hmm. So I can only imagine at 1:30, there's only a couple stragglers.
Over the course of a day, the bridge takes about 30,000 cars across. That's a lot of traffic.
I did see somebody post that, hey, just to kind of give it perspective, because you see the picture in the video, and it already looks massive, but somebody's like, you think it looks massive, but here's like real-time footage from a dash cam of somebody who was like just driving over the bridge just to show you how long that bridge is. I mean, it's a massive bridge for Baltimore.
I think they said it was like two-thirds of a mile that fell? It's wild. So the call that went out to traffic, the audio is insane.
We advised the entire key bridge in the harbor. I advised to hold all traffic from committing to the bridge. I advise again, the entire key bridge has fallen into the harbor.
Units responding on rescue alarm I-695. Be advised, the entire key bridge has now collapsed into the water. The entire key bridge has now collapsed into the water. Proceed with caution.
So they had about 100 seconds to act when they first found out that the bridge needed to be shut down to traffic. And one car, you see it right at the very end, kind of narrowly escaped right at the very end.
I can't even imagine, like, if you're looking in your rearview mirror and then you see what's going on. Like, that had to have been, like, you have to pull off to the side of the road. Like, I'm whatever I had planned for the rest of the day, I'm going home. Like, this is just, my heart would be. Also, think about, there had to have been a car that was about to get on the bridge, because they said they were stopping traffic from getting onto the bridge. Imagine being one of those first cars, and you know how it is. Whenever you're stuck in traffic or someone just stops you for a second, you're like, you're probably, your first instinct is like, what the F? Like, I've got places to be. It's 1:30 in the morning. Why? What the hell is going on now? And then you see that happen. Jeez.
Yeah. So, Rockaholics, we are asking, when did you narrowly escape something epic? Give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Twisted Sister.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, when did you narrowly escape something epic? Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. We've been talking a lot about the Baltimore Bridge collapsing.
And one thing we just seemed to really, like, not harp on, but it was like the part that just, like, kind of like got us talking during the commercials and then earlier this morning was, imagine being that car. Because there's a video, you see a car drive off the bridge and then instantly the bridge collapsed, and it's just like, what is it like to be that person?
And Kevin in Kent has a little window into that world. You have a bridge story.
Oh God, yes I do. So this was back in 1987. I grew up in California. Okay. The big Bay Area quake that hit.
Yeah.
Me and my dad were on our way home from work. I was, what, 9 at the time? We were on the Bay Bridge, and next thing you know, it just started shaking, and we're like, what's going on? My dad was thinking that had a flat tire or something like that, and he slowed down. Well, lo and behold, literally maybe just a second or two after we passed that one section of the bridge, it collapsed.
Oh, my God.
So did do you remember, like, seeing it in, like, your rear view, or, like, did you just hear it and instantly turn around? What was that moment?
I heard it and turned around, and I'm just like, oh, F.
I feel like that's the moment where Dad doesn't get mad at you for dropping an S word.
No, because he dropped more than the S-word, I guarantee that.
He taught you a couple new curse words on top of that.
Oh, yes.
Did he pull off to the side of the road, or, like, what happened? Like, because we were trying to get in the head of the person who just drove off that bridge in Baltimore, and I got to imagine when you saw the story, that had to trigger some crazy memories for you as well.
Yeah, when I saw that, when I heard it on the news yesterday morning, I'm just like, oh, dear God.
So what did you guys do after that happened? Did you pull off the road, or...
No, pretty much my dad floored it, and we took off and got off the bridge as quick as possible.
Yeah. And that was the year, the 87 one, that was when the World Series was going on, right, with the Giants?
Right.
Damn, dude. So how are you feeling when how are you feeling? Like, how do you feel going over bridges nowadays?
Oh, I'm scared to death.
Do you hold your breath, or do you have any, like, little ritual that kind of helps you through it?
I hold my breath, and then I grip the steering wheel as tight as I can.
Well, I bet yesterday didn't make matters any better then.
No.
Man. Dude,
and, what was it? A few years ago, we went down to Astoria. And, of course, we went over the Astoria Bridge, and they were doing construction at the top. And we were sitting on that bridge for about 10, 15 minutes. And I'm just like, dear God, get me off here.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. That had to be anxiety-inducing.
Yeah. And my wife's just sitting there laughing. And I'm like... Shut up.
Thanks, lady.
Are we married to the same person? Because I feel like whenever I have moments of anxiety, my wife just looks at me and just chuckles.
Yep.
Well, Kevin, dude, thank you for sharing that story, man. I mean, when I saw you texted in, I was just like, that is someone that is experiencing exactly what we're talking about.
Right. I mean, I'm even afraid to go over the 520 bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can understand that, man. That's just crazy. But the sad thing is, in certain situations, you have no choice but to go over a bridge.
Yeah, especially right. Where we live.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, thanks, Kevin. Eric and Kenmore, yours involves a bridge and a snowstorm.
Yeah, so my buddy and I, we were traveling over to Corbin, Idaho to go visit his family. We left Seattle late at night and driving across I-90 in the Columbia, over the Columbia River Bridge in the gorge. And we're driving, and all of a sudden, a car just in front of me completely diverts to the right, like hard right-hand turn. And all of a sudden, I'm going 60 miles an hour to over across the bridge, and there's this old car from the 70s that is stuck in the middle of the bridge, very faint hazards on. And I'm basically sitting there like, oh, my God, I'm going to run into this car at 60 miles an hour in the middle of the bridge. And for whatever reason, the car in front of me missed the car. I also somehow managed to pull the steering wheel to the right, go in between that car and next to a semi truck that was next to me, go three wide across the bridge, and then come out on the other side, not touching the semi truck that was next to us or the car that was stopped in the middle of the bridge. My buddy and I pulled off on the other side of the bridge and just sat there for about 5 minutes saying, like, oh my gosh, we could have just died going across this bridge.
Did that all happen in slow motion while it was going on, or did it just seem like it happened like in a blink of an eye?
It was slow motion.
Yeah.
It was where you're looking and you have basically a split second to make a decision of what you're going to do, and didn't even think about it and didn't really even see the semi truck and just kind of tried to go and divert to the right. Luckily, there was enough space between me and the semi truck that I didn't hit any of them.
And how many weeks would it take until you finally could actually need some caffeine? Because I feel like your heart was probably racing for like the next month.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was 10 at night driving over to Coeur d'Alene. So we still had another 3-4 hours in the drive. And we didn't need coffee or energy drinks or anything after that point. We were all running on endorphins.
I was saying wide awake. I mean, the adrenaline drop probably was insane when you finally did kind of sit back and calm down. But I would imagine that lasted for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. It was insane.
Oh, my God. That's terrifying.
So Rob, I see on our phone lines, he was there for the Boston bombing?
Hello?
Hey, Rob, you were there for the Boston bombing?
Yeah, it was my life dream to run the Boston Marathon, and 2013 was the day I got to run it. Wow.
How close were you to it when that moment happened?
Well, I ran the fastest race of my life, and so I was probably 45 minutes to an hour away from where it exploded because I finished beforehand. But at the time, my wife was standing like maybe feet away from where the bomb actually exploded.
Jeez.
But she came to come find me after the race, and we were about maybe 2-3 blocks away when it exploded. And we thought, and it was just chaos ensued after that.
So you hear it from all the way, you know, from out in the, you know, couple blocks away or whatever it was. How long did it take you guys to get the information about what had happened?
I heard the one explosion and then the other explosion. And then I'm like, there's no fireworks. And then, we just started just beelining it away from the area because we knew something was going on. So.
I got a feeling in your head, you're probably just so relieved that you finished early enough that you were there with your wife.
Well, it was like excitement that I finally was able to break 3 hours in a marathon. And then
and do it at a place like the Boston Marathon, which is a big deal.
And it was my life dream. And then it became complete horror after that. Oh, so, man.
Have you run marathons since then?
I went back for the anniversary.
Wow.
You have to face your demons at one point.
Absolutely.
How'd that feel when you went there?
First time I ever cried after at a finish line.
Oh.
Man, dude.
But a few days later, do you ever hear of the Watertown gunfights?
Yes.
We were having dinner in Watertown that night.
I don't think you guys should go on dates ever again, to be honest with you.
Yeah, we were meeting a what? Family friend at an Italian restaurant, and they're like, hey, there's a great Italian restaurant at Watertown. And so we drove out there and had dinner, and we saw that they released the names of the two guys that night. And then we're like, all right. And then we saw a ton of police cars going the opposite way of us. We're like, I bet that's they found the guys.
Wow.
And so, and then my wife stayed up all night long watching. And then it was like, that's the first time I was starting to cry.
Oh my gosh. Well, thanks for sharing, Rob.
Hey, Rob, that's insane. I'm glad you could share the stories with us. And I mean, in a weird way, I mean, I would imagine it at least you were together throughout all of these things, because at least you could still like stick by each other's side. And it's not like one doesn't understand what the other is going through. You both experienced it together.
Yeah, it was crazy because my wife, actually, her first 5K ever was running the Boston 5K because she wanted to experience what the finish line was like. And she said it was
incredible, but purely because she ran the anniversary year too. So, wow.
Well, Rob, thanks for giving us a call, man. Much love to you guys.
All right.
Wow, Rockaholics. That's a good morning.
Heavy stories, yeah.
Well, we know at some point you have had a ridiculous run-in with the law, one that you will never forget. So call us up now as we would love to hear that story. Plus, your story will give you a chance at winning tickets to see Breaking Benjamin and Stained. Call us up 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls at 750.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.